You know, Proverbs, he said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Hallelujah. That's what he'll do. Psalm 119 says like that. He says, for the word of the Lord is what? A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. The word. So why use anything else? Use the word. That what works. In the beginning was the word. The word was God, and the word was with God, and the word was God. If that was in the beginning, guess what? He knows everything. He knows everything. So guess what? Spend time with him continually, consistently, so that you can know some of the things that God wants you to know. Hallelujah. So you can be successful in life. You can help others be successful in life to know this Jesus, to know our Redeemer lives, to know he is a healer, to know he calls us to triumph, to know he calls us to overcome. Not going to, already have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It says, in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, starting with verse 1, and he said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And look at verse 2, what it says. He said, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove whether that good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Now listen to what he said. He said, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove whether that good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. Man, I'm telling you, when you go out from your home, even sometimes inside your home, if you're watching things on TV, you hear all kinds of things. When you go amongst the worldly people, you see, you hear things. And guess what? Man, when you come in, us that are of faith, I'm telling you, you have to be careful with those things, what you pick up on, what you hear, what you let the eyes see. You have to be careful. Because see, it tells you right here, don't act like the world act. He said, but what? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew means a constant process. You're doing it over and over again. You're constantly being renewed. You're constantly getting in that word, renewing it. Because if you don't, trash will build up, and it'll weigh you down. So what you got to do? By the washing of the word. Hallelujah. By the washing of the word. The word will fill you up. It'll overflow, and it'll cleanse all that trash and junk out. But you got to spend time with it. Continually. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God, glory to God. Be not conformed to this world. The world ain't got nothing to offer you. Nothing that's good. Nothing that's good. I was out there in the world. It took my peace. It took my joy. It took my money. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, but God, thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I had some saints praying for me. I had some family members praying for me. Hallelujah. They were going before the Father. And I know it had to be consistent because I'm here. Glory to God. They went in and out, and I'm so thankful they wasn't. Hallelujah. Woo. He said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. We got to get that, everybody. I mean, we got to transform by renewing our mind. Get in this word and know, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When that bill comes up or when something comes up and try to tell you, oh, what you going to do now? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to believe God for it. I'm going to say what God said. I'm not going to say, man, I'm just broke. I ain't got. I'm not going to say those things because God didn't say those things. He said, I will supply all your need. That's what he said. And if you're a tither, and which of you watching, I hope you are, but he said, bring all you tithe into the storehouse where there be meat in my house. He said, try me now in this and see why I open the windows of heaven and pour you out such blessing that you won't have room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. That's a good God. That's Malachi. That's a good God. That's a faithful God. But you got to get to know him for yourself. You got to get to know him for yourself. You just can't know about him. You got to know him on a consistent basis, not just in and out. You see, remember what Jeremiah said, God knows the plan he has for you. They are of good and not for disaster. But you see, people don't know him like that. Some people don't know him. You know, you hear people saying, you know, little kids die, you know, God took that baby. I heard people preach at a funeral. He's just a flower God came and plucked. No, that ain't what God does. He said, well, me in Psalm 91, with long life will I satisfy thee and show thee my salvation. That's what he said. But you got to get to know him so you'll know what's written in the word. You got to know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to keep your mind renewed because, like I said, you go out in this world on jobs or you go to, I like to say to these children, you know, you go to the playground and stuff. I mean, you're open to a lot of different things, a lot of different things, things that are not of God. There are some good places you can go and hang out, you know, and people love God. But there are a lot of places you can go in this world. I mean, it's not beneficial to your spirit, man. It's not. So like I said, what you got to do, you got to renew your mind. Every opportunity that you get, renew your mind to the word of God. That's what's going to cause you to triumph. That's what's going to cause you to have victory. The word. Glory to God. James chapter 4, verse 6. This is in the Amplified. He says, but he gives us more and more grace through the power of the Holy Spirit to defy sin and live an obedient life that reflects both our faith and our gratitude for our salvation. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud and haughty, but continually gives the gift of grace to the humble who turn away from self-righteousness. Look at verse 7. So submit, so submit, so submit, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil. And this is what it said in Amplified. He said, stand firm against him. He said, stand firm against him. And guess what? And he will flee from you.